Let's return now to the talks which are due to begin tomorrow between the EU and the United States over tariffs and look at the economic turmoil of the past week. And we are joined by lecturer in economics at TU Dublin, Dr. Emma Howard. Emma Howard, good afternoon. Thank you for joining us.
Good afternoon.
Can we start with what's been happening in the stock market? Because shares in some of the world's biggest companies, they tanked last week after the Rose Garden tariff announcement. Then they surged briefly after Donald Trump announced his U-turn. And then they took another dip towards the end of the week. So what's going on with traders and investors in the stock market? Why are we seeing this roller coaster effect?
Yeah, I mean, what we've seen this week is really an exodus from American assets in particular. And that's as a direct result of Trump's chaotic, erratic economic policy making. And, you know, what we know is that tariffs themselves are really harmful for economic activity, but that uncertainty, policy uncertainty, adds an additional risk premium to assets. And that in itself, that uncertainty can be just as damaging in its impact as tariffs themselves. So we did see a rally in the stock markets as a result of those pauses that were announced on Wednesday. So the S&P 500 in particular had its best day since 2008, but then it fell again on Thursday before it rallied a little bit on the Friday. So we're seeing really an increase in volatility in those markets. And that's as a result of this uncertainty, because as you mentioned, he announced a 90-day pause. So we're not even sure, you know, whether this pause, whether deals can be done, what's going to happen, and whether we're going to see these tariffs implemented. And we still have 10% tariffs on, yes, on all imports, even with this pause.
And so how much volatility then are we going to witness in the markets, in the stock market, the bond markets as well, and generally in the world's economy over the next 90 days?
Yeah, I think we're going to continue to see volatility. And, you know, you mentioned the bond markets, and what was really interesting this week, and I think probably one of the big factors that caused Trump to pause and to have that 90-day pause in the higher tariffs was what happened in the bond markets. Because generally, when we see a dip in the stock markets, what we see is we also see a fall in the bond market yields. But we saw the opposite happen this week. So we saw the highest rise in the 10-year US government bond yields since 2001. So where usually investors, if the stock markets are falling or volatile, they move their money into the bond markets, and US treasuries in particular have been a safe haven for your money. And what we've seen is actually that those yields have increased in US bonds, but the dollar fell to a 3-year low against the euro. Basically, people realizing actually, you know, the dollar as the global reserve is not as reliable and not as safe as a haven to keep your money in as previously.
So what are the real world impacts of all of this volatility then going to be? Because volatility leads, as you've been saying, to investors retrenching, to consumers not spending. So yeah, are we in the infancy of a recession then?
I think this week has increased every analyst's estimates of the chances of going into recession. So, you know, we saw the head of the New York Federal Reserve this week saying that he now thinks US growth will be considerably slower this year, less than 1%, and he expects these tariffs, even at the lower rate, to push inflation in the US up to 4%. And of course, the US is the largest global economy, so, you know, it has a knock-on impact on other economies and on us in particular. And JP Morgan economists are now putting the chances of a US recession at 50-50. Mm. So that's going to have big impacts, as well as, of course, the negative impacts on China from the US tariffs and on all other countries. Even a 10% tariff is huge in terms of, you know, the average tariff rate in the US was around sort of 2.5%. Even that 10% rate puts the US at one of the highest rates of tariffs globally.
And we heard on this program earlier, Minister Chambers telling us about the government's plans to bring forward new measures to improve competitiveness for Irish companies. But could we also be looking at wage restraint coming up in the coming weeks and months as the impact of all of that volatility takes hold?
Yeah, I mean, we're certainly going to see knock-on impacts in terms of our government finances. So, you know, we know we're really dependent on the corporation tax revenues that we get from many of those US multinationals based in Ireland who have, you know, who are paying a big chunk of our government revenues. And we also know that they're employing workers who are the highest paid. They have the highest average earnings, those workers who are in non-EU multinationals. So we may well see their wages curbed. And, you know, we've had predictions were that this year we would be entering into real wage growth for the first time, having come out of a period where high inflation meant that most people were seeing declines in their real wages. But certainly if we see inflationary impacts this year, we may see that wages, actually we're seeing a decline in real wage growth this year again.
All right. Interesting times ahead, as they say. Dr. Emma Howard, lecturer in economics at TU Dublin. Thank you for speaking with us today. And that is it from us for today. Thank you for listening. Thanks also to our team. On sound was Harry Buckless. Our broadcast coordinator was Stephen Higgins. And the editor of This Week was Margaret Curley. Stay tuned for Sunday Sport coming up next. But for now, for myself, Justin McCarthy, and all the team, thanks for listening and have a very good afternoon.